Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and the Soils Bill moving forward. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, the bill that is seeking to get a regenerative soils program started in Nevada, AB 80, was passed with amendments from the Assembly Natural Resources Committee. The amendments, worked into the new version of the legislation, are geared to strip any funding elements from the legislation in order to keep it from getting sent to the House Ways and Means Committee, where it would likely fail to gain any further consideration. The Healthy Soils Initiative will plug into the State Conservation Commission if it continues all the way through the process and gains the governor's signature. There are some expectations that if the Nevada program can be implemented, it would be eligible for assistance from federal programs and other sources, based on the experiences of other states where similar programs have been started. In our support for the adoption of the Healthy Soils Initiative, we are especially appreciative of the voluntary and incentive-based foundation that's been written into the law. We supported past education sessions involving interested agricultural producers and others in learning more about the principles and practices they might be able to take home and apply to their own operations. Experience has taught that when there are benefits that result in making changes, there's more widespread adoption and innovation than those where the heavy hands of government regulations are forced. If the Healthy Soils Initiative is successful in Nevada, it will come as a result of seeing positive outcomes. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.